that metal interview.
When you speak about Brazilian metal thrash, etc., of course, first thing you think of is Sepultura, Christian, amongst other death metal thrash bands, of course. But something some people don't know, some of you might. If you do, awesome. There is an all-female band from Brazil. It's three girls, and the band is called Nervosa. Nervosa has an album out on Napalm Records. The album is called Downfall of Mankind. That's their latest effort. And I highly recommend this album. You guys should check it out. Nervosa. N-E-R-V-O-S-A. And on this episode of our podcast, That Metal Interview, this time you guys are in for a treat. We spend some time chatting and talking with the guitarist for Nervosa, Prica Amaral, straight out of Brazil. She's going to talk to us about how the band started. We spoke about her gear. We speak about, well, actually, she speaks about how the vocalist came in, how the drummer came in, this and that, etc., etc. So you guys are in for a treat today. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast, That Metal Interview Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to our YouTube channel, our videos on there, and of course, to our radio station on jrocksmetalzone.com. My name is James, and with no further ado, we are going to let you guys check out this interview with Prica Amaral of Nervosa. Enjoy. Prica, how are you doing?
Hey, James. Hi, how are you?
Well, we truly thank you, Prica. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you for making time to talk to us and chat with us from your busy, busy schedule with Nervosa.
Yes. Thank you for this opportunity.
I see your schedule, your past schedule, your future schedule, and I see you guys just came back from Europe. How was your European tour this time around?
Was super good. We are so excited to be back again to Europe. And just now I was planning our next tour in Europe now. I'm doing some stuff with administration stuff, and we are ready to play again there.
I was reading that you have a record company. Is that right?
Yes, I have a company called Music Media Metal, but now I'm not work on this anymore because I have more work on this time in Nervosa. But this company is talk about the management. I do some advice and I help with to promote the band and try to get in touch with some labels and some stuff like that, you know?
Well, I've been a metalhead all my life. I've been a rocker all my life. I've been listening to rock metal my whole life since I was a little kid, a little boy, as far back as I can remember. Talk to us about your life, Prica. How long have you been a metalhead?
Yes. Right? So, I think since I'm born, because my mother listened Led Zeppelin since the beginning, so I always was a rock girl, I mean. But in a metal specifically, I think when I started to play guitar was around 14 years old, something like that. It's a long time ago. Yeah. And I started to listen to some bands and some thrash metal and some death metal bands. And I would start to be crazy, you know, because it's so aggressive and it's other world for me. And I was completely passionate for that. And I start to play guitar because I just want to be like then, you know, play guitar with angry and something like that. And yeah, it was everything that I loved.
Well, I play guitar, and I can tell you guys are good, all of you, really.
Yeah, nice. Thank you.
Talk to us about What made you start a band, a metal band?
Since I decided to play guitar, I want to be in a band, you know? But I just, yeah, but I took some time to learn the guitar to be in a band. So I think my first band was 2 years after I started to play guitar. I think it was around 17, something like that. I don't remember exactly because it's a long time ago. We are talking about more than 25 years ago. So it's a long time for me. And my first band was, I think, was a female band, but I give up to be in a female band because in that season was super hard to find girls to play metal. You know, I could find some girls because, you know, we have to be in mind that I was living in a small city in Brazil and I didn't have too much opportunity and too much girls to play metal. So I just could find some girls, but they didn't play metal and didn't play very well. And because of that, I gave up and I started to be in a male band, something like that. But just in 2010, I start Nervosa because I couldn't find a really good drummer, a female drummer.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I have the hardest thing, I can start a female band now. Because the hard thing to find is a female drummer. So because of that, I decided to start the band in 2010. Just a female band, I mean.
So is Luana your second drummer?
It's the first. Yeah, because the first one was Fernanda Terra.
Okay.
The second one was Pichu, and Luana is the third one.
Luana is incredible, really. I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. With all due respect, Luana is probably the best female drummer I have ever seen, really. I mean, there's a lot of great drummers, a lot of badass musicians. But Luana, really, I got to tell you, she's smooth. You can see her on stage just kicking back, not worried about things. Well, at least that's what it looks like, you know. So, but Luana's got to be the best female drummer in metal out there.
Yeah, she's the best.
How did you find Luana? Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, it was a luck situation because when Pichu left the band, we started to asking for many friends of us. If you know some girls, we already had some girls in our mind, but not the right person, you know? And then the drummer of Nervo Chaos, it's a famous band from Brazil, mm-hmm. He told me, I know one girl, but she live a little bit far. And I say, doesn't matter. We just need a good drummer.
Right.
And we can make this happen. And because she live in another state in Brazil, it's almost 2 hours flight from her house to our house in São Paulo. It's so far.
Wow.
Yes. But when we saw the video of her, it was amazing. And we said, this is the girl.
Yes.
The right girl to be with us. And we talked with her, and she's so easy person, and she's super professional, and it was a perfect match.
And how did you find Fernanda Lira?
Yes, the band started in 2010. I was looking for a vocalist and bassist for a long time, for a year and a half. I put many girls to play there, but not the right person the same way. So, but just in 2011, in the final of the year, almost in the middle to final of the year, was looking for it, and our drummer say, I know a girl that played bass in a band in São Paulo. Maybe she left her band and maybe she can start to play with us. And okay, let's talk with her. And I send email for Fernanda and I say, hey, I have a band called Nervosa. We play thrash metal with some influences of death metal. And do you want to join with us? And she said, yes, I was looking for some trash metal band to play, and this is perfect. And when she arrived, she played bass, but she said, I can try to sing as well. And we said, okay, let's try singing, and we can see what happened. And she started to sing, and was so different, but it was good enough, you know? Uh-huh. And so because of that, she started to be the singer and the bassist in the band.
For those of you that have not heard Nervosa's riffs, guitar riffs and guitar rhythms, you guys should check it out, really. Who writes the riffs and who writes the songs?
The three of us, yes. Me and Fernanda compose the riffs together. It's a half-half riff, 50-50. Yeah. And Luana start to do the composition of the drummers, you know. We think everything together.
Has Nervosa ever had the doors closed or not wanted by a certain promoter for being an all-girl band? Has that ever happened to you guys before?
No, I think this situation is just help us always. Yes, because it's easy to promote. It's not a common, you find, now it's common. I think it's from 5-7 years to now, yeah. It's kind of easier, you know, it's getting better,
yeah.
This situation. But when we started, it was a little bit hard to find just female lineup, you know, just a band with the girls. It was a little bit hard, and playing trash metal specifically. So this helped us a lot because it was interesting, you know, detail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone pay attention when talk about Nervosa.
Right.
And so, yeah, this is just help us. Of course, we had some problems with just a few persons that was a little bit, you know, it's kind of, they are just doing very well the job just because they are a girl and something like that. Doesn't matter, you know, because we are doing, with honesty, you know, not this way. So doesn't matter.
Tell us how it feels to be the fastest rising all-girl metal band in the world. How does it feel, Prika?
Oh, I feel great. And I feel happy when someone talk this way, because we are just playing and work, and we don't feel this way sometimes, you know, because we are just doing what we love and we are not paying attention with this. And of course, we feel a little bit because the things are growing for us, but we feel lucky and feel grateful, you know, because it's not a common, it's so difficult for people that live in South America, you know, and for us it's a great battle all the time.
Right.
We live in a poor country, and everything it's hard for us.
Really?
But the thing is going easy now because we have this opportunity to play around the world. And when we play in Europe, example, when we back to Brazil, the few money that we earn in Europe, it means a lot of money in Brazil, you know. So this is the difference, and this make us happy, and this make this opportunity to live from the music.
Yes, I understand a different economy in Brazil than in Europe.
Yes.
Does Nervosa have any plans to come back and tour the United States in the future? I'm in Texas, of course. Any plans of Nervosa coming back, swinging by to play some Texas or United States dates in the future?
Yeah, we are trying. Now it's 4 years that we didn't play in USA anymore, because we played twice in two tours, right? In February 2016 and August of 2016. So after that, we always trying to be back in USA, but the work visas always is a hard situation for us. It's really hard to plan that. Yeah. We are trying. It's our main plan for next year is play in USA. We are working hard on that. We have the year just to play in USA and Canada. Yeah. We are working so hard to make this happen. We need to back to USA very, very soon.
I've seen you do some background vocals with Nervosa live on your live videos. Are there any plans to do some lead vocals with Nervosa, maybe a track or two? With all due respect to Fernanda, of course, she's a badass, of course. I'm saying just maybe a track or two.
Look, in Nervosa, I don't plan to record something to the lead vocal because Fernanda doing the job very well, and I have no intention to be vocalist because I really want to concentrate to be a guitarist, you know?
Yeah.
Because we are just one guitar in a band, so I have to play enough, you know? If I think the same time that I play, I will not doing this very well. Just for me, I mean. Yeah. Other persons can do that, but I'm not. This is not for me. I feel that this is not for me. Uh-huh. And I recorded before some songs with some bands, you know, some bands from my friends. Just some vocals with other friends, but not anything serious or professional. Just to have fun, you know.
Yeah, just have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I think my voice is perfect to be a backing vocals, not lead vocals.
Yeah.
Of course, if I was vocalist, not guitarist, I can do that, but I'm not interested in that because I really love to play guitars and I keep playing guitar.
I'm sure you have met a lot of metal bands on the road, stars, legends. Is there anyone you haven't met? Anyone you want to meet in the rock metal genre or in any genre, for that matter? Anybody you haven't met?
The legends, you mean? Yes. When we play in the big festivals, we always meet some guys from Testament, example, really? Exodus, Destruction, Sodom, Death Angel, and Cannibal Corpse. I think we met everyone, I think so. I don't remember one band that we didn't meet. I don't remember. But I think, because, you know, now we made something around 9 tours in Europe in the summer, playing every year in some summer festivals, big festivals. So it's impossible to don't meet these guys.
Right.
And the feeling, it's crazy. It's totally dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, there's a situation that we live it in Czech Republic, in a big festival there called it Brutal Assault. And we were in a catering area, eating there, and Mili Petroza from Creator sitting our around us in the front there. And we are starting to speak, oh, let's ask it for him, some picture together, something like that. But when he finished his food, he just wake up and come in with us, and he asked to take a picture with us.
Oh, really?
And I was, yes, and I was completely shocked, you know, and I couldn't say nothing. And I was just, oh my God, what's going on?
Right.
Something like that. Incredible, it's incredible.
Do you have any pre-gig rituals? Something you do right before you go on stage? Anything like that?
Me particularly, I don't do nothing. I just prepare my stuff and I start the show. I never think too much before the show because I think if you think too much, it would be so nervous, you know, before the show, and this is not helping, something like that.
Yeah.
I like to talk with the people and make some friends and something like that. Then when I have to play, I would just go there and play.
Yep.
But Fernanda, I think she warmed her throat a little bit because she's a vocalist and she needs to do that. Luana is super calm and I don't see she doing nothing to maybe some trash, I don't know. But I never saw she do that.
Napalm Records. That's your record label you're on. Downfall of Mankind is your latest album. What is your favorite song to play from Downfall of Mankind, Erika?
Yes, I love work with Napalm Records since of the beginning. They are amazing. They believe in us a lot and they help us a lot.
Nice.
Keeping helping us. And it's a perfect label. I don't want to change the label if they don't want. I really want to keep it work with them. And my favorite song in the Downfall of Mankind, it's hard to say because every song is like a...
They're all good?
Some. Yes, it's like a song. But I can see some songs like Kill the Silence.
Yeah.
Selfish Battle, the bonus track. I like so much this song.
Yes.
And Bleeding, I like too much Bleeding. And I'll Never Forget, Never Repeat. I like so much.
Oh yeah.
I think these are the main. But I love all the songs on the album.
Of course, I understand that. Each song is like a son, a kid. You invented it, so it must be tough choosing one of those, huh?
Yes.
What's your favorite song to play live?
I think that I choose those songs from Downfall of Mankind because I like to play them live. Last the bonus track, of course, but... And, I forgot one song. This is one of my favorite songs from Nervosa, for a whole album. It's Enslaved.
Oh, yeah?
I like this song. Yes. I think it's super fun to play this song.
Absolutely. When I first heard Enslaved, let me tell you, I was like, wow.
Yes.
That song jams big time. Enslaved.
Yes, Enslaved and Masked Betrayer, for me, is the best song to play live, and of course the Into Mosh Pit, because it's the time when everyone goes to the mosh pit.
Yeah.
And everyone goes to the party and start the party, and I like this song to play live because of that too.
What is your best gig and what is your worst gig?
It's impossible to choose the best because we are a luck band and the most part of the shows are amazing. But I can say some shows like Rock in Rio was super special show that we made some weeks ago and was the biggest show that Nervosa made because we played for more than 65,000 people.
Wow.
It's the biggest, yeah, it's one of the biggest festivals in the world.
Yeah.
Or the biggest, I don't know, but it's huge. In the same day, there was 120,000 people there.
Really?
Same day.
Wow.
For the, yes, we play within the same stage of Slayer. It was the last gig of Slayer in Brazil. So it was a huge one, it's super special. We play with Anthrax as well, same day in the same stage. With our friends and Claustrophobia and Torture Squad. Wow. And Torture Squad and Claustrophobia play with Chuck Billy from Testament. It was amazing show. And we opened the stage this day and it was amazing show. It's one of the special for sure. We play in Mexico in Hell in Heaven Festival. It's a huge metal festival there.
Yes, we heard of it.
Yes, it's super special. In the same day, bands like Deep Purple and Megadeth and Ozzy, Testament, Overkill, Brujeria, and many super great bands, Saxon example as well, and it was super special day there, and some festivals in Europe too, Brutal Assault, Summer Breeze, and all the big festivals always is amazing experience, amazing. In the United States, it was the 17,000 tons of metal. It was a dream come true, it was amazing.
Oh yes, I did read you guys did the 70,000 tons of metal.
Yeah, it was one of the best experiences in my life. It was really great and I hope to be back there very soon. And the worst shows, I think, was the first shows of their balls in the beginning, you know, because we're playing some holes like that in Brazil. Uh-huh. And it's a hard situation with the back line, something like that.
Yeah.
But always was a good moment with the crowd, with the people. I think when I say that show is just me about the back line or some problems, the sound and something like that. But always with the crowd, it was a really good experience.
Give us, your fans, an insight of Nervosa's future. What is next for Nervosa? And what are the plans for Nervosa in the future? Give us an exclusive, Pritika.
I don't know if I can say. When do you put this interview online?
Yeah, we'll post this interview very, very soon. Thank you.
Okay, because there are some things that I can't say and I would like to say.
Okay.
Because we have a tour coming very soon in Europe. I just say pay attention to our social medias, we will announce it very soon. And we have a tour in a part of the planet that we've never been there before.
Really?
That I can't say again because they will announce it. But we are so excited to start the year. Yeah, our ears are full now. Our next year is full now. And we are so excited to start to work that. And we have some shows now in Brazil. Next week we'll be playing Salvador, Bahia. And we have another show in Bahia the next week as well. And then we have some show in the south of Brazil around the Luana Leaves. And more dates as we announce it too.
How many languages can you speak? Portuguese for sure. English, Spanish?
I speak right, just Portuguese. My English is not good enough, but I think everyone can understand. Sorry for that. I'm working to be better, and I'm studying.
I
speak a little bit Spanish because it's so close to Portuguese, and I was starting to learn Italy as well, but I just know just few words and something like that. I understand well, but I can't speak. But just, I think, to consider it just English and Spanish.
Awesome.
And Portuguese. Yeah.
Okay, here's an off-the-wall question. Here's a little weird question, Pritika. Is there something I didn't ask that I should have asked you? What do you think?
No, I don't know. I think... I don't know.
Good question, huh?
I think about my gear, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, my guitar, my pedals, my amplifier, because I always really want to help everyone to support me, my sponsors. Like Pedroni. Pedroni is a guy in Brazil that made amplifiers. It's a handmade amplifier. And he made a special amplifier just for me.
Really?
And yes, this have a really particular sound on that, because we are planning this amplifier for almost 2 years, and now I have the perfect sound for me. And I really love Kramer. Kramer is from USA. It's a good opportunity to talk about Kramer.
Yes, go ahead.
Because I really love Kramer. And I have the Flying V, it's a Night V model, and it's a super comfortable, and I'm super happy, and I really don't want to change my guitar, never. Yeah, I'm super happy with them, and yeah, I think this is everything that I really want to talk about. I have other sponsors, but it's like Strings is a SG, Strings is a company in Brazil that made Strings, and we have a partnership with the studio.
Uh-huh.
It's a Espaço Som studio, but just in São Paulo. And I have a partnership for tattoos. It's my friend, Aline Knox. She's great tattooer. And I think, TFlex is a cable For me, I use those cables. It's a noiseless cable. It's really important when you are on the road and you have no idea the situation about the energy. Because there are some places, mainly in South America and Latin America, the energy are not good because always it's high and low for all the time, you know, it's up and down all the time. And really? If you have...
Yes.
I think this is everything.
Anything you want to add and tell the Nervosa fans, tell all the Metalhead fans out there listening to this podcast or this interview, anything you want to tell your fans?
Yes. I would like to say thank you so much for everyone to support it, Nervosa and all the metal scene. And I say thank you for you too, James, because you make the things better for our metal scene. Everyone that works in a metal press and music press are helping our scene a lot. It doesn't mean a lot for the crowd, for the fans, for everyone that to be in the metal scene. Thank you so much for all the support. We are just here because you supported us. Thank you so much.
I want to thank you, Prika. Thank you for spending time off of your busy, busy schedule.
Yes.
You guys have come a long way. Long, long way. You guys are doing great. The fastest rising girl metal band in the world. And not in my opinion, but in a lot of people's opinion. It's happening to you guys, and we really appreciate you taking time to talk to J-Rock's Metal Zone and to our podcast, That Metal Interview. Thank you, Prika. You guys are doing great. You're growing and growing faster and faster, and you're going to go to many, many different more places in the future. Thank you, Prika.
Yes, thank you so much. I hope to see you soon, and I hope to come back to USA very, very soon.
There you had it, our exclusive information. And interview with Prika Amaral, guitarist extraordinaire from the up-and-coming Brazilian thrash band Nervosa. You heard it right here exclusively on That Metal Interview podcast right here on jrocksmetalzone.com. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Nervosa's latest album, Downfall of Mankind. On Napalm Records. You can find it online, Napalm Records, or follow Nervosa's website and their information, Downfall of Mankind, Nervosa. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you for following us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Snapchat, Reddit, Pinterest, CastBox, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and of course, to our YouTube channel. Thank you guys and girls, metalheads, rockers all around the world. That Metal Interview, keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.